number three of the program. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We were talking last hour about the bailouts, the automotive bailouts. And it looks like GM and Chrysler are coming back to the federal trough looking for billions more. In the case of GM, it was 16-plus billion. In the case of Chrysler, another 5 billion. And apparently it's not just the automotive industry that would like to get some money. Obviously the banks, the bankers are pretty interested in the same sort of thing. And I actually thought I had access to the full article, but I don't here. But to give you the gist of the story, bank nationalization, according to Financial Times, FT.com, bank nationalization gains ground with Republicans. Yeah, you know, those defenders of the free marketplace.
Yeah.
According to the headline...
Small government.
Yeah, no socialism.
According to the headline on the story, Republican senator for South Carolina says that many of his colleagues, including John McCain, agree with his view that nationalization of some banks should be on the table. And the article goes on to talk about how it is that, and I wish I had it in front of me, but I don't, but some of the quotes are pretty golden of these Republicans basically saying, well, you know, it's not such a bad idea after all. I mean, after all, their buddies are in the banking industry, aren't they? And so having some sort of governmental involvement could mean more money coming in for them, right? I mean, if the government sends them more taxpayer dollars, then the government gets a little bit of control. It's not full nationalization. It's just semi-nationalization. We're only going to nationalize at 25%. It's not. It's still a somewhat free marketplace in banking.
Of course, you know, then what you have is the free market gets blamed. I mean, at this point, the banks have really, I don't know, I think we might have already had 25% nationalization since the FCC, or excuse me, the Federal Reserve.
Well, right. The idea there's a free market in banking is pretty absurd on its face.
Right. And so the problems get blamed on the free market when in fact they're the problems of the regulation, and then you just get further and further, and it, you know, you might as well let the government run all the banks, because then people will realize, holy crap, the government can't run banks.
One of my producers did give me the direct link to the story here. I'll continue this. According to the Financial Times, it's long regarded as the folly of Europeans in the United States, nationalizations gaining rapid acceptance among Washington opinion formers. And not just with Alan Greenspan, the former Federal Reserve chairman. That was also some big news, I guess, was that Greenspan has given it the thumbs up. So this is a guy that used to talk about how gold was a good thing.
Yeah.
Talk about a changed man in a real bad way. Mr. Graham,
sure, he's still getting the payoffs.
This is the Republican senator for South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, says that people across the U.S. accept his argument that it's untenable to keep throwing good money after bad into institutions such as Citigroup and Bank of America, which now have a lower net value than the amount of public funds that they have received. He told the Financial Times in an interview, you shouldn't get caught up on a word. And that word, of course, is nationalization. He says, I would argue that we cannot be ideologically a little bit pregnant. It doesn't matter what you call it, but we can't keep on funding these zombie banks without gaining public control. That's what the Japanese did. We don't want to repeat those same mistakes, so what we need to do is take more control over these banks. I mean, we're giving them the money, but they're just not doing what we want them to do with it. It's just not working out us just handing over this money, so let's hand over some money and take control of their operations. That's the Republican way to do things, isn't it?
I'm so baffled by
I'm
this.
I'm still trying to think of an example where government's been handed over a lot of money and they've done really wonderful things.
I'd like to hear an example, like one, of a government program that worked. Just one. I guess by
You've been asking for that for years.
I have, and no one's really given me one. And I have to make my caveat. I don't mean that they gave, you know, that they put money to build a high school. You know, they put forward money and then managed to build a high school. Because if you put forth too much money and still get what you pay, you know, what you were asking for, that's not a success, that's a failure. I.e., if I'm supposed to go out and buy a car that day and I go out to buy a Honda Accord and I pay $85,000 for that Honda Accord, my wife is not going to call that successful. Yes, I got a Honda Accord, however, I paid triple what I was supposed to.
So back to the story. Barack Obama, who has tried to avoid panicking lawmakers and markets by entertaining the idea, has moved more towards what he calls the Swedish model, an approach backed strongly by Senator Graham. In the early 1990s, Sweden nationalized its banking sector, then auctioned banks, having cleaned up the balance sheets. So does that mean that they took over the banks and just kind of did their governmental magic on
bad things disappear?
Yeah, on the numbers, and then essentially sold the cleaned up banks off to private hands? Is that what I'm understanding there?
That's what it sounds like.
He says, Graham says, in limited circumstances, the Swedish model makes sense for the U.S. Mr. Obama last weekend made clear he was leaning more toward the Swedish model than to the piecemeal approach taken in Japan. He said that blah, blah, blah.
Hold on. Taking taxpayer dollars and selling off these bad assets at a loss, obviously at a greatly reduced price, that's better than actually just letting the business go under.
Apparently.
And letting these assets go onto the market by the banks. I just don't understand this.
Administration officials acknowledge the rescue plan unveiled by Tim Geithner, Treasury Secretary, last week said could result in the temporary nationalization of some weak banks. The plan sets out a framework for revealing the extent of the likely credit losses facing banks. Most private sector analysts believe the exercise will reveal that some banks have large capital shortfalls. Policymakers acknowledge that if this is indeed the case, it'll be difficult for those with the largest shortfalls to raise the required equity from the markets, in which case the government would probably have to take temporary control. Only temporary, though. Don't worry, folks. We're not going to have an official government bank here for much longer than a temporary period. I mean, that's right. Wasn't the income tax temporary when it was first instituted?
I don't think it was temporary.
I thought it was for the Civil War. Temporary for the Civil War?
I don't know that they had an income tax for the Civil War. I can't...
What was it? They instituted some sort of tax. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Apologize.
I couldn't tell you for sure. But the income tax was, they didn't want to put the cap of 10% or whatever on it because, they would get there too quickly. They will never get to 10% on the income tax, but they did.
Does the Tennessee Valley still have places that need electricity and the TVA still around?
I hear that they do, but I don't know for sure.
And now they're loaning out, rather than, this was an agency established to bring electricity to the region. Now they're loaning out money for cable providers to expand service and phone companies and so forth, I believe.
Oh, so that was supposed to be a temporary program?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I was trying to think of something. I know there are a lot of them out there. There are examples that just weren't coming to mind of government programs that were purported to be temporary that have been with us ever since.
Oh, well, the closest thing to eternal in this world is a government program.
Right. Well, I mean, they could still claim it's temporary. As long as they're claiming that in some point in the future, some indeterminate point, that they are indeed going to get rid of this program, it's still a temporary program. Because temporary is one of those things where it's an indeterminate moment in time. Temporary can last as long as you want it to last. Nobody says that temporary has to mean anything specific. So,
and if they did put a time limit on it, who's to say they're not going to just come back and break their word? We're talking about politicians.
Absolutely. They say that in this country, a nationalization of some banks, not the whole banking sector, don't be worried about us. We're just going to do it here and there. It's just going to be a little bit of nationalization. No big deal. According to the president of the Peterson Foundation, a former senior official in the Bush administration, he says that it should be a last resort, but it should definitely now be on the table. In early April, big institutions will publish their first quarter results, and so the time for biting the bullet may also be fast approaching, according to the story. If the intervening Treasury stress tests have not then revealed the true state of their balance sheets, then their first quarter results may do so. The first week in April, that's when the party's over, says an analyst. That's when the obvious will become apparent. The Obama administration remains opposed to federal control, however, with their spokesman saying that governments are terrible managers of bad assets. So on one side...
They're terrible managers of good assets. They're terrible managers.
So there you have it. They are looking at nationalizing banks, and they've already begun the process. If you recall, a few weeks ago, there was the Bank of America story where the government, the U.S. federal government, owns 6%.
If I borrow money from a bank, say a couple hundred thousand dollars, and the government starts inflating the money supply, or inflation really takes hold, are they going to be able to change the value of the principal on my loan because it's a nationalized bank?
Fine.
They can do whatever they want if it's
the
government.
They can. Your thoughts about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com, or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, including the updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. IncorporatedLegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, pretty much any normal legal document that you need. LegalZoom does it. They're not lawyers, but it was started by attorneys. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. I've done it. It is fast and easy. LegalZoom.com.
As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Cliff in Miami on the Amp Line. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
On my mind tonight is the way I'm looking at it, and this is, again, my point of view, is I think some of these New World Order type guys are the ones that are really scared, are kind of fighting and wrong at the same time.
They're kind of what? You broke up a bit there. New World Order guys are kind of what?
They're not, they're right and wrong at the same time.
What do you mean by that?
Here's what I mean by that. The reason why they're wrong, let's start with that one first. The reason why they're wrong is they think that there's, you know, a group of 10 guys or 10 families or whatever it may be controlling the entire apparatus. But the way I look at it is there's a lot of, you know, people out there that have a lot of power who have been rich for multiple generations who are just bored, you know, they don't know what to do with their money. And I don't know, basically it's not even about money. What it is about is more control. Because if you take a look at everything that's being changed right now, let's take a look, for instance, the banks are being nationalized. The car companies are being nationalized. The healthcare system is being nationalized. I mean, everything is pointing towards, you know, just the government controlling basically everything in your life. So, I mean, that they're not focusing on the government is what I'm saying. They're focusing on just the elites, you know. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it makes any sense, but that's the way I look at it.
Well, I think that there are people who are just attracted to power and control and influence over others, and they're all wrestling, and certainly there are some that are far more effective and more successful at usurping that kind of power, and there are others who are not. I think it's more of a consequence of society
today.
That's
the mistake, though. I think the mistake is that they're focused so much on the individual,
the
apparatus that's being used. So basically what I'm saying is the government is the problem. I'm not saying as you guys would realize, there are individuals controlling the government.
Sure. So
the problem really is the government.
Absolutely. I think you're spot on. Basically,
many people that believe in the conspiracy theories do understand that it's the government being used against us. And
however, they believe they can take it over and restore the republic or whatever.
You can't draw that generalization. They don't all believe the same things.
No, they don't all believe the same things, but that seems to be a common theme from my understanding of the last election season, where the conspiracy guys, were a lot of them were behind Ron Paul, not because they believed in liberty necessarily, but because they believed that Ron Paul could make everything right again with the U.S. federal government.
Right, but you also can't do it in very large numbers, because then you become part of the kill box and they'll just drop a nuclear bomb on you.
Yeah, one last thing. Oh, yeah, you can't be scared, because whatever's going to happen next will happen. But one last thing. This entire thing, I think we are running out of time, meaning that people that still believe in liberty, we are really running out of time, because as you can see, everything is happening at a much faster pace.
Yes.
You know, it seems like, you know, for instance, 26 days, they pretty much got everything they wanted. Now it's just a matter of implementing it. You know, they already have it all. They have the money to buy up everything, and they already have the medicine, the medical side as well, and the internet with, you know, the advent of internet too, et cetera. So
I don't
really
know
are running out of time. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
I don't know if I agree that we're running out of time per se. I think we are certainly missing some opportunities, but I think there's some really bigger opportunities to come. As people are getting laid off and the government stops fulfilling its promises and leaves them high and dry, they're going to start.
Like what's happening out in California, where they're not delivering on income tax refunds?
The one perfect example. And that's just the beginning. It's going to get far worse than that. And these people are not going to be so attached to their belief that, oh, government's good and they're going to take care of me, because they're leaving them, you know,
Well, I see where you're coming from, Sam, but at the same time, while I agree with that, I also agree with Cliff in that a sense of urgency, I think, is really important.
I agree. I agree, but I think the thing is to really focus on getting this message out to as many people as we can, so that when that opportunity does come around, when things start to bottom out and people are looking for an answer and they are willing to step beyond their belief in government because it has been shattered by these broken promises, the more people that we can reach and get these ideas, at least plant seeds with them, the more effective we're going to be as that starts to unfold.
All right, guys. Well, have a good night.
Cliff, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, yes, getting the message of liberty out there in as many different venues as possible, as soon as possible, I think is absolutely imperative, which is one reason why the Free Talk Live AMP program is so useful, you know, allowing you to put a few bucks of your money behind this show and helping us get on in new markets. And it's also important to help develop the other programming that's out there. Free Minds TV, Sam, your Obscure Truth Network at ObscuredTruth.com, Dave Ridley's Ridley Report at RidleyReport.com. A lot of these great liberty-oriented programs that are coming out of New Hampshire. And that's another important factor is that we're building up this base of really good liberty-oriented content on both television, radio, on television and radio, and also the internet and newsprint, even with the New Hampshire Free Press. And we're getting as much liberty-minded material out into the public as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can. I think that we do need to have a sense of urgency about this because the state is growing, and we need to get this message out there. We can beat the state. They're so slow and incompetent and dumb. We can win this,
They leech off of the people. So when the people, it's just like Gandhi said, when 100 million Indians stand up and say no, you will just simply leave because you will have no other choice.
Yeah, and we will, I think, win this. It's just we need to encourage people to be a part of it. I mean, we had the guy that called in earlier. It was Dave who was saying, well, I'll come up to New Hampshire when you guys fix all the liquor laws. That's the kind of attitude that's not going to really help us get to where we want to go.
That's not the kind of people the Free State Project attracts. The people that come to New Hampshire that are willing to uproot their lives and come up here are doers, people who will say, you know what, this law is bad, and I want to do something to change it. And they're willing to take a stand for that and work with the other activists to bring it about.
And they want their life to be, you know, have meaning in the area of liberty.
Yes.
I mean, your life has meaning about whatever you want it to have meaning about. If it's, you know, has meaning for your family, that's great, and that's fine. Mine does, too. I live in New Hampshire. I can still have both of those forms of meaning. But your life, you know, it's what the meaning is, whatever you want to make it. And if you want to make it about something like striving for liberty, you can have that. I don't know. Is Ian going to be the next Samuel Adams? Maybe. Let's hope so. I mean, maybe not.
Yeah, I started listening to the show and I was working in this corporate job where I'm essentially helping the big companies like AT&T and Sprint and some of these folks sift through all of the government regulations so that they can really stick it to the little guys, the CLECs and the mid-sized phone companies out there. And I realized this is over time. This is just not the kind of legacy that I want to leave. This is not the difference that I want to make in the world. And here I am.
And here you are, and you have encouraged, by your coming here and you doing what you've been doing over at ObscuredTruth.com, you've encouraged other people and inspired other people to find inside themselves what it is that they want to be instead of what it is perhaps that they're currently doing. And in some cases, what you're doing might be what you want in the long run. But if you want something different and you want some really great opportunities, those can be found up here in New Hampshire, both for life and for activism. More on the way, 800-259-9231, and taking action sooner rather than later is a good idea.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day, right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, including the wiki. Got over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Also want to invite you to the upcoming New Hampshire Free State Project Liberty Forum. The 2009 Liberty Forum is happening coming up in March, the 5th through the 8th, so not too far off at this point. It's going to be a huge event with hundreds of like-minded liberty activists all convening in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire for the weekend. It's going to be a good time. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. I believe, Sam, you're probably going to be there with your cameras from ObscureTruth.com.
I am, and I've actually talked to those guys about setting up a properly lit interview set to do some filming and stuff. And if that happens, and any of the other folks out there in the liberty movement that are part of the media that want to use my lighting to get some good shots or interviews, I'm going to make that available to those folks.
Great.
So come find me.
That'll be a nice step forward. And the Liberty Forum continues to get better year after year. The guest lineup, the guest speakers this year is tremendous, with people like Glenn Jacobs, a huge star from the WWE. You might know him as Kane. Dr. Mary Ruart will be there from the book Healing Our World. And so many other people. I don't have my list in front of me at the moment, but there's a full list of speakers at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get signed up. You can still use the Free Talk Live discount code to save yourself 10%, even though it's this close. I mean, it's going to be soon. The hotel is filling up, so get your spot while you can. Our discount code is 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL. And there's a lot to do. Of course, dinners, luncheons, speeches, panel discussions, after-hours parties, networking. You're going to be surrounded by many of the people that you hear call this show, many of the callers from New Hampshire, a lot of the personalities you've heard over the years on Free Talk Live. Many of those folks will be there at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And because it's the liberty-minded people, they don't
good
take
times.
It is a good time, but I'd like to point out that there's an interesting thing that goes on called the Alternatives Expo, and I know that the Alt Expo doesn't pay for coverage on this show, but it's just kind of an interesting example of what happens up here when the liberty-minded people, these kind of independent entrepreneurial sorts, see something that they disagree with. They don't go running to mommy government and they don't say, "We don't agree with what the Liberty Forum's doing. We want you to come in and change things." What they do is they go out and they start their own competing event in the same hotel. So the Alternatives Expo has been confirmed. I was kind of wondering over the weekend as to whether or not it was going to happen, and I talked to Jack Schimmick, the guy who's in charge of it.
Jack's not the one. Not to be dissuaded by anything.
Yep, and he's going to be doing it. I think they've rented out three hotel rooms or something like that for this year's Alternatives Expo. So the Alt Expo, which is kind of running concurrently with the Liberty Forum, is going to be bigger than it has been over the past couple of years. So So if there's not enough on the Liberty Forum schedule for you to be interested in, and there's a lot on the Liberty Forum schedule, there's also something else going on in that very same hotel. So
I find them very interesting what goes on at the Alt Expo.
And we'll have guests on from both. We'll have guests on who are speaking at the Alternatives Expo while we're there doing Free Talk Live from the Liberty Forum. We'll also have we'll grab as many Liberty Forum speakers as possible. I'm sure we'll get Glenn Jacobs over on the show at some point. And of course, we'll have as many of our co-hosts step in and sit in for a while as well. So it's going to be a good time. And you guys, if you're there, come on and sit in on the third microphone. It's certainly an opportunity also. So we're looking forward to it, and we'll see you at the 2009 Liberty Forum. As we continue with your phone calls, we'll talk to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys. Before I make my point, I want to say congrats on making whatever that list is you're on, and I hope you make it higher on that list.
The Talkers
year.
Magazine Heavy 100, it's a really big bit of news for Free Talk Live within the industry. It's a quite a milestone for us. And so, yes, I expect that we will rise on the list over time.
Oh, good, good.
What were you talking about?
The article from Forbes that you were reading, I think, two nights or three nights ago, and I'm shocked that a corporate publication like that would actually write an article of that nature. And I agree with you guys' disposition 500%. I have always considered all academic institutions from elementary to universities to be a scam because they don't. To me, education is something that involves expanding your mind, and these academic institutions don't do that. What they do is they teach you how to follow orders. Because all you do is read a textbook and repeat back in the form of a test what you read in the textbook to the professor or the teacher or what have you.
Now, Sean, I agree with you that, yes, people are not getting the best education when they go to government schools. But the fact is, most of them are able to graduate. At least 80% of them can read and are functionally literate. So that's, you know, pretty good. And they're able to go out and go on to college and you know, get a job and survive in life. So how do we take people from today's paradigm to really show them how much better a private competing education with the proper incentives would be? Any ideas?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I believe homeschooling is the best, not only for children. There is an increasing population of parents who are homeschooling children, and I hope that keeps on increasing, but also for adults too, because when you're learning on your own, and it's something that you want to do, you're doing whatever it is that's your passion, and you're studying that and learning that, and it's not about passing some test or repeating some information back to a professor.
Yeah.
To me, that's just a far, far, far more effective way of expanding and enhancing your mind.
It is, yeah. And I didn't go to film school or I haven't gone to law school, but I love learning about those subjects and becoming more proficient in them.
And that's from my understanding of homeschooling is what one of the best ways to teach in a homeschooling environment is to give your child the basics that he needs to be able to go out and do that research himself. Teach him how to learn and let him or her explore his own boundaries and explore his own interests to the point where he's no longer interested in exploring wherever that end point is. And
help them, where you can. Sometimes some students will need help with math. Mom and dad can try to remember how to do math and try to
transitioning
help.
Though from where we are today to a point where people on a massive scale come to understand that is a very difficult proposition. I think that what we should be focusing on is helping those who are interested in freeing themselves today, free themselves from the government system, and then eventually the rest of the people will come along. They'll see the benefits. They'll see people opting out. They'll see people leaving the government paradigm behind and entering into the homeschooling world, and we can publicize that and we can show how beneficial it is. And especially it'll be publicized when some of those homeschooling parents decide, all right, not only are we going to leave the government schools, but we're also going to do what Sam suggested earlier tonight and stop paying for the government schools in mass and as a group, instead of just one family stopping and being targeted and being taken out, have a group of families say, that's it. We're not sending our kids to your schools, so you're not getting our money. Now, we might contribute voluntarily to some scholarships and that sort of thing, but we're not going to voluntarily pay for these awful government schools anymore. That'll draw more attention to the whole issue. It'll draw more attention to homeschooling as a potential solution, and hopefully will draw more attention to the idea of non-cooperation in regards to these insane levels of taxes that we're paying for these government schools. And I think at that point, people will look at that and they'll say, if it happens in this way where these multiple families are doing this simultaneously, they'll look at that and they'll see, oh my gosh, these folks are getting away with something I've always only dreamed about. I've dreamed about not paying 50% of my property tax bill, and now they're doing it and they're getting away with it and they haven't had their houses stolen from them. Well, I'm coming on board with this. And then before you know it, it's a popular movement.
I was in Home Depot here talking to the lady checking me out, and we started talking about reducing the size of government. She asked me why I moved here. I said Free State Project. Nothing was really connecting until I said, there's a guy here who's considering not paying 60% of his property.
I'm going to get the
property
story in a moment here. Hang on. Thank you, Sean, for the call. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want in these remaining moments. Just enough time for you. Dial up at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke. This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
It doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st.
Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes
food, energy, housing, medical, forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to do. You can learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things there that you can do. Many of them completely free. A few of them very low cost, like printing flyers, for instance. You can do all that and more at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a list of stuff there. Promote.freetalklive.com. Let's go right to your phone calls. It's the point of the show. Talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John in New Hampshire. Going once.
Gentlemen.
John, what's on your mind tonight?
I just thought I'd call in from, this is my first call in from Grafton, I believe.
Have you moved yourself to Grafton?
Yeah, I did quite a few months ago. I've been back and forth from Grafton to Salem, and I got my computer here and plugged in and finally listened to you live.
So, John, why don't you explain to our listeners why Grafton? I mean, you're talking about Grafton, New Hampshire. It's a tiny little town.
Grafton, New Hampshire.
Why Grafton?
It's just a little more freer than Salem, New Hampshire. Salem, New Hampshire is right on the Massachusetts border, and when I moved to New Hampshire, I always wanted to come here because it's a beautiful state and it's a little bit freer than where I came from. And I moved to Salem because it was a commuter location. I had my old job and the economy the way it is, it got downsized and a strange blessing in disguise is what I like to
call it. Isn't that usually how it works out for people when people lose their jobs? Many of them are upset at first, and then later they see the silver lining.
I wasn't even upset at first.
That's good. You've been through it before, huh?
See you later.
Yeah, I saw this coming, and I was like, you know, it's time to move on, and that's all cool.
And a perfect opportunity, you know, getting laid off is a perfect opportunity to pick up and move somewhere that you would bet you'd fit in better. And I know that the town of Grafton, New Hampshire, is attracting a lot of Free State Project movers and a lot of liberty-minded people because
Oh, really?
It's what's my understanding.
I thought it was just me.
No, come on now, you're playing, because you know that one of the reasons you went there was because there were already a lot of voluntarist types, liberty-minded people, and even some political activists there in Grafton.
Yep.
And it's a very small town, so there it's pretty easy to make a splash there, if you will.
Yeah,
it's absolutely gorgeous. And for anybody who's afraid of New Hampshire, I have to tell them, please stay away, because it's snowing like crazy up here. You'll never be able to handle it. You know, if you can't handle that, Mark likes to... talk about some occasionally mention, you know, Washington on the Delaware and that sort of thing. You know, if you can't handle a little bit of snow and a little bit of cold, maybe you should stay where you are.
Yep, you know? Absolutely.
But anyway, it's
true, John. But they have heaters in Grafton too, right?
They do.
We get a couple of them, and we're burning a lot of wood too. And you know what? I've been up there a few months, you know, back and forth to Salem. We're doing some beautification of the. Local, over here at the Hoyt Farm, we haven't burned anything but trees that were already dying and dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's so much wood up here. It's just beautiful.
So what else did you want to share with us tonight, John?
You mentioned the Alt Expo. And
yes, it's an alternative exposition going on at the upcoming 2009 Liberty Forum.
That's so awesome. It's... When I saw you guys live down there, and I played a song on the radio with you guys down there, and I was involved with Alt Expo more than with the Liberty Forum type thing. It's, you know, it's kind of the same thing, but I wouldn't have been there if it weren't for the Alt Expo. The Alt Expo is kind of a thing. Sometimes freedom activists are very, they're on one path or another. And Jack Shimmick has taken this thing where it's like, you don't have to be on any particular path. Just find a freedom, you know, find a way to move off of the system. Some people talk about energy. Some people talk about alternative ways of building homes. Some people talk about, you know, organic gardening. Some people talk about, you know, it could be endless possibilities.
Right, it's stuff that wouldn't necessarily fit in the larger curriculum.
They teach us in school. There are things that, you know, the mainstream media doesn't tell us. There are things that are just alternatives, you know, that's where alt, maybe people that are listening don't understand alt, when you say alt, that's just alternative.
Yeah, and they should come up and experience it for themselves. AltExpo.org is their website. John, thanks for the call. We'll see you at the Liberty Forum this year.
I love that Alt Expo. I, you know, personally have gotten into the whole idea of the farming and the organic thing is interesting to me. I don't know that I'm going to get it. I'm probably going to do stuff organically, but mostly because you can sell it at a higher price, at a premium, if you give it away to people, and it makes it somehow more valuable. But, you know, I find it very interesting, some of the things they talk about the Alt Expo.
And really is all over the map, as John was pointing out there. So it's stuff that wouldn't necessarily fit in a curriculum of a Liberty Forum, which is focused specifically on liberty-oriented topics. These are kind of side shoots or offshoots of things that are tangentially related to being more free, but not necessarily would be as large of a audience as you might find in the general Liberty Forum topics. In fact, Sam, you gave a great presentation at Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's an Alt Expo that happens at the Pork Fest, which is the summer event for the Free State Project, and there's another Alt Expo that happens at the Liberty Forum. Give a great law of attraction, presentation and
talk. Or yeah,
it was well received.
I enjoyed that. And without the Alternatives Expo, I wouldn't have had a place to do that. So it really worked out quite well.
So let's continue with your phone calls here and talk to Ziggy in Florida. Ziggy, Ziggy on Free Talk Live. I hear somebody there. Hello. Going once.
Hello.
Going twice. Who is this?
Hello. Ziggy,
yeah, you all right over there?
Yeah, I'm on Skype.
Oh, okay. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was listening to your podcast, and one of you said that it was pretty easy to refinance your loans into one of the government loan programs. And I can't remember which one of you it was, but I have a student loan, and I got into that in some previous situation, but my parents gave it to me, and they said, here you go, pay it. And I tried to get it refinanced through one of those government programs, and they said they would not because it's some special type of loan, and they can't refinance those kinds.
So I don't know if anybody on this show claims that they refied.
I did say that there were loans that you can get through the government, but then later on in the article, they... You know, basically said that the information that I knew about, you know, school loans was inaccurate and old. And what can I say? You know, maybe it is.
So you're stuck with it, huh?
Oh, kind of. I just decided not to pay it. It was kind of co-signed by someone else in the family. And since I told them I didn't want it, and they kind of surprised me with it and said, you're getting it anyway, I kind of figured I'll see what happens if I don't pay it.
Well, wait, your name is on the loan, though?
They put it under my name.
Well, wouldn't that ruin your credit score?
Yes, but if I wanted to use credit, that would not work.
Credit scores come in handy. I mean, I understand that when I was around your age and just starting my college years, my attitude was, who needs these credit cards and blah, blah, blah. Well, having a credit score comes in handy when you're trying to get a home loan, and it comes in handy if you, just generally, if you need a loan for a car, that kind of thing.
Want to rent an apartment or a house?
I want to know how somebody took a loan out in your name without your signature.
He did sign. You did sign for it.
No.
Right, so they went out and they got.
Was that a yes or no?
Was that a yes
or no?
No. Was it no?
Negative.
Oh, so you didn't sign for the loan, so it does not have your name on it then.
Well, they signed my name on it.
They signed your name to a loan?
Yes.
Do they have your social security number? I mean, they
his parents.
They forged your name on this document?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you can challenge that. I don't know what the process would be like.
Challenging it probably isn't a good idea if you don't want bad things to happen to your parents.
Well, I know he said he didn't want the loan, and they went out and they got it for him anyway.
An utterance to commit forgery is a felony, Ian. Do you want your mom to get a felony?
Well, his credit score is going to go in the tank then.
You would mom is telling him,
here, you get to pay off this loan now.
That's
here
because
you go.
They thought they were doing what was best for him. They're wrong, but they thought they were doing what was best for him. Do you want to sell your mom down the river for your credit score?
No, I don't, but you can't go bankrupt on the student loans. That was what the article was telling me last night. We didn't get to that detail, but there is no bankruptcy proceeding if you have a student loan.
That's correct.
Unless you have a co-signer.
Really?
And they got my uncle to co-sign for it.
So if there's a co-signer, you can go bankrupt on a student loan?
I think so. Basically, they would start pestering my uncle to pay it, and I'm trying to get them to pay my uncle to pay it. So,
I
don't necessarily think you need credit for everything, because I got, like, the place I'm renting, they didn't check my credit. I got a car, they didn't check my credit.
Oh, yeah, if you've got enough cash, you don't need credit scores. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you can save up enough money to rent your own apartment without having a credit check done, if you can save enough money and just buy a car with cash, a used car with cash or whatever, if you can buy a house with cash, then clearly you don't need a credit score. You're absolutely right about that. It's just that it's helpful initially for people that do need it for the occasional thing like, you know, buying their first house where they might not have $200,000. Thank you for the call tonight, and good luck getting out from underneath that. What a mess. So many young people getting brought into the world of college loans without having any idea what is being done to them. And it's sad. Well, we're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark. I'm back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.